All right, in the way it is, the atmosphere brought to you by the Pond Collective. And you know what we're all about? We're all about life, we're all about fun, we're all about youth, we're all about creativity, we're all about arts, we're all about everything possible. And usually, you know what it's like, I'm not always here alone. I'm here with somebody special, somebody fun, somebody creative, somebody who is, to me, she's big. But yeah, she's not going to agree, of course, of modesty and whatnot. And she's an artist, she is a designer, she's into fashion. Like, she's all around. Yeah, I'm talking about another person, that Elfrida Fakoya.
Hello. Hi. Really nice to be here.
I know, right? I mean, it took... Yeah, I don't even want to talk about the journey coming here, because... Just a short story. She was supposed to be here like over 5 hours ago,
yep.
But you know, Lagos happened. The traffic.
Yeah.
And I was worried at some point that, yo, it's been over 5 hours and she's still not here. She must be exhausted and all of that. But here she is with all the energy as usual.
Traffic later.
Word, but it's all good though, so good. So, just tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, for the people out there, so we get to know you some more.
A little bit about myself, right? So, my background is in fashion design. I've been doing it for a really long time now. I went to college for fashion and then uni for fashion as well. Yeah, so five years
circled around fashion.
Yeah, usually if I realize I'm good at something, I'll just like stay there. But I mean, trying to step out of that has kind of led me down the path to where I'm now.
Yeah,
to like get to know you and a lot of other artists like in the community. But yeah, so graduated uni. My interest in fashion design has always been more about there's hair in my mouth.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if we cut or we roll. I'm down either way, but I'm gonna get it out so that I can continue.
Can you see it? Is it going? I can't tell.
Okay, that's really hard. I can't see anything.
Well, I think it's gone. It feels like it's gone, so we're good. But what was I saying? Right. So with fashion design, I'm way more interested in wearable art than like ready-to-wear clothes.
Okay.
So working in the industry can be very grueling, especially when you're not necessarily doing what you love. So while I did appreciate a lot of the experience that I had post uni, I still like found myself in a place where it was like I almost felt like I wanted to say more, and I started to feel like the clothes were restricting what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Right. And so that kind of led me down the path of like experimenting more with my illustrations, and those I used to use, like I still use as prints on the clothes that I design. And then like working from that kind of led to like my general like illustration style. Yeah. And then like applying material in different fabrics. Usually like I started off with like just a bunch of fabric waste that I had from my graduate collection.
Yeah.
And then like kept going with those, and that has kind of evolved into its own language.
And that's like amazing, because I check you out on Instagram, I check your fashion page on Instagram, and really amazing stuff. And not just that, you work with like a lot of people. You work with quite some famous. You work with Thames. I mean, you're no small fish, obviously. You work with Waver the Creator. I mean, come on. And just to mention a few, and it's really beautiful, like you doing that. You doing big in the fashion, and you're enjoying it. Not just you doing it trying to survive or something. Stuff. I mean, that's part of it, but the fact that you're doing great, that's beautiful, man. I see stuff. I see the art in it. That's the thing. That art. I see that art in your fashion, in your designs, and all of that. And it's crazy, man. It's really crazy. Now, speaking of art, because I remember the first time I met you, you said you're kind of new in the creative art field or something, and you didn't look like you were new because your works are like amazing. So I'm like wondering, if she says she's new, then what is it going to be like if she's like a veteran in this industry? So you feel me? And it's great. Your work is great. You know, the medium you use and all of that. Like, tell me all about that medium. Like, how do you like put it all together and start work with it?
To be honest, like, I just knew that I couldn't be a painter. Just like,
honesty.
To start there, like, I always wanted to try and adapt, like, my drawing style into some sort of art that was maybe more along the line of traditional art than, like, wearable art, I guess. And fabric is the only thing that I have, like, extensive experience with, like, manipulating and, like, sculpting and playing with and, like, using to say something. And
you're doing right? that really good.
Thank you very much. It's all I know. Yeah, so with my material, it really is just, like, kind of... usually whenever I think about, like, clothing designs, more so I see them, like, in 3D form, okay. right? And that's kind of what initially pushed me to see how far I can push the fabrics that I was using. And I found that, like... with a lot of my designs, I like to use, like, really heavy cottons and, like, leather and, like, drill because they have, like, that heavy texture. But then also because they last so long as well, right? And they're quite durable. So in terms of, like, working with the material, honestly, it's really simple. Fabric is what I need to use. But then I have, like, my preference when it comes to types of fabric. And then I've just started to, like, experiment with how far can I push those, like, materials.
This is great. I mean, you just worked us through your process. Sheesh. That's like beautiful. We just save you the questions. moving on. How have you tried to balance both the fashion world and the art world? I feel personally, I may be wrong, don't correct me, but the way sometimes when I think about it, I'm like, maybe it's just so easy for her, you know. She's like, I know it's not. We're going to talk about the challenges later, but how do you find a way to balance both and still maintain sanity? Because, yeah, we got to talk about us being adults. Oh, yeah. Yeah, which is something we never really get to talk about much often, but it's just a phenomenon that's there. It's just something, just one aspect of life. Right. And how do you get to balance that and still keep up at the same time?
I don't balance.
So I see you as the kind of person that has your heart available. You're either working on your illustration and designs or you're working on art at the same time. Because, yeah, speaking of arts, you were part of the Young Contemporaries at Rayleigh Gallery. And first off, let me just deviate a little bit. How was that? How was that feeling?
Amazing. Come on. You know this.
I know it, but I want to hear from your mouth.
It was because, like, honestly... I've had these ideas, right? And I've been experimenting with a lot of different things. And I've gotten feedback here and there, right? But it was very different stepping into a more professional space for traditional art, right?
Yeah.
And everything from, like, the sessions with Adirene to, like, the curate, everyone was just, like, it was fantastic for me because in my experience as an artist, right, most of the work that I was doing, you do it on your own, right? Whereas being, like, on the program, it became a very communal thing, like making work and learning from other artists and showing them things as well, right? And so, yeah, the whole experience was great. Like, socially, my network of artists is so much bigger, but I also am exposed to so much more. I know so much more. And, you know, I think that it's really been, like, a huge validation for me for some of, like, you know, my earlier versions of myself, just kind of worried, like, can I do this and will it work?
Like, I mean, it looks like it is already. I mean, you're doing great. You're doing good. Your pieces are awesome and all of that. And which brings me to the question, the challenges. First off, I know no switching between Nigeria, the UK. You're based in the UK, most part of your stay, actually. So how have you been coping with the challenges? Because obviously there's something challenging. So... do you ever have times where you need to create pieces of art at the same time, maybe prepare for, like, a fashion show coming up or something? Like, how the challenges been? What are the challenges?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, like, I'm experiencing the challenges as the days go by. Like, I'm still in the middle of it. And because I'm, like, still really early on in my art journey, I'm still in the space where, like, I'm figuring out exactly how I want to merge the two worlds, because that is, like, the end goal. Because there's a language that runs between both sides that I'm still, like, figuring out and communicating. And so I guess the first challenge is kind of just, like, deciding how do I want to do this and how do I want to connect the dots, right? And then in terms of like logistics and being in one city or the next, honestly, this is in the hands of God.
Because I imagine what you go through, like, yeah. How you're trying to like meet deadlines and kill deadlines. Tell me about it.
Deadlines are the bane of my existence. Deadlines have, do you know what? Thank God for deadlines, because thanks to deadlines, I know that I have a lot of work to do on myself. But then also, I'm still like learning a lot about my process when it comes to art specifically, right? So I have this thing where I'll tell myself, oh, it's just sewing, right? But that's because if it was an outfit and I stayed up all night, by noon, it would be done, yeah. Right? It's not the same when I'm making art. Yeah. It's so much more extensive and I'm learning, so I'm still like making mistakes and fixing them. And yeah. So the deadlines have been appalling, but they've also kind of helped me to stop, right? Because you need to know when to just like pause and let what you've done exist on its own. And if there's more to add, then that can become its own thing as well. And that's kind of like how I'm balancing it. But then just to answer the question about like how I'm dealing with fashion, oh God, let's just hope they don't delete me. Because I have, honestly, I have skipped out on like 3 fashion weeks. I got a notification about one on the way here in the traffic. Yeah, but I mean, I count it all joy. I feel like where I am is where I'm meant to be. Yeah. And fashion shows and fashion weeks aren't going anywhere.
Yeah.
And I have my whole career to like merge the two. So yeah. I'm kind of just taking it one day at a time.
Yeah, that I respect that, because, you know, speaking of merging two worlds together at the same time, still trying to maintain sanity, a whole lot of people get it all mixed up, and it's easy to get them all mixed up and overwhelmed with the whole feeling and all of that stuff. So I do understand where the angle you're coming from, and I feel if people can just find a way to enjoy the process. That's the thing. If you learn how to enjoy the process, you don't really see it as anything stressful. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of this, of being a creative. Just learning that process and also using what you learn from being in that process to the way you live, you know, your lifestyle and all of that. And people see it in the way you live, that this person enjoys or loves what they do. And I see your work, and that's really, really inspiring. I mean, that's one of the reasons you're actually here right now, sharing this with not just me, to people out there and all of that. And
with all the guys
in the room. And all the guys in the room, of course. But I mean, thinking of this, no one would want to ask how you deal with the exhaustion, because you're going to be exhausted. Now you mentioned about staying up all night, working, let's say by noon, the piece is ready in the stand, and you just like, I mean, the exhaustion, because I'm trying to put myself in your shoes. I don't think I can hear that, right? Okay, fine. Call me lazy or whatever. No. Stay up and do just to finish one thing. I know you probably, maybe I'm wrong, but maybe like, I feel it gets to you sometimes. Like, health, how you manage all of that?
You know what? I'm really trying to work hard at my diet, right? Because I just feel like...
Right.
What I'm learning is, if you're taking care of your body, right, it's only going to help you to navigate all the things that you need to do.
Yeah.
Right. And with me, I'm no longer just like mostly cutting at a table and sitting at a machine. Yeah. When I'm making work and stretching it on a canvas, you're like getting up, sitting down, stretching and doing things. So you're actually like working a lot, you know, and moving your body, and I guess, yeah, exercising. But if you're just imagine like you're going to the gym constantly and you're not like drinking enough water or doing all the other things that will help. It's kind of like you need to make sure that you're oiling your machine. And when that is your body, you need to be very conscious of it. Yeah. And that is one area that I've been failing a lot lately, but I'm working on. No, it's really bad. Like I get burnt out.
Yeah, like that's an old thing.
Right. And it's like, it's not sustainable.
It's pretty much like, not sustainable. I gotta be honest, because now you think about it, I'm an artist, for example, and you hear this, say, oh, you got a show coming up, and you just like, oh yeah, I feel if I don't finish this piece tonight, I'm gonna lose interest in it, or I gotta like work on it, I gotta wrap it up and all of that. So why are you thinking about all of that? Mm-hmm. You're not taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
And before you know, you just fall ill or you just get so weak and burnt out, like you mentioned, and you don't really see it coming. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, like, you just start wondering or start, okay, but someone like me who's stubborn, I know I'm not feeling too good, but I really want to finish this pain fit. I really want to keep working on it. I just get up. I feel it's probably going to get to a stage where I just move my cane and the lights start painting and just go back to bed or something like that. But yo, like you mentioned the diet, for example, I feel in that area like terribly.
Really, like I'm trying.
You know, you get to that point where you're created and you missed your meal time. And you're like, oh, of course I skip breakfast. I'm definitely not going to skip lunch. Before you know, you're still on your canvas and it's already 6 p.m. Let's do dinner. And you're still working on it and distracting yourself a little bit before you know it's past midnight.
So you snack in between.
Exactly.
But the whole day is gone and you haven't had a meal.
And the back of your mind, you're kind of like, if I take one or two cookies, but over time, it's just going to tell on you. But that's the sacrifice. As an artist, and people don't know, people just want to see your work or see your designs on the runway. Oh my gosh, she's marvelous, she's creative and all that, but nobody really cares about the background work.
Oh, God.
You understand? Nobody really cares about the background work, like what the sleepless nights. No, there's this meme where it's dark and it's 3 a.m., but you see a small light from a window and it's an artist.
Oh my God,
it's working, exactly. Exactly. So that thing, that part is what many people don't really see. And I feel it's what some young artists don't really understand. It's not like we're doing it because it's work. Right. We're doing it because we enjoy it. Yeah. I mean, if we didn't enjoy it, we'll probably be sleeping. I don't think there are many 9-to-5s out there who are going to stay up at 2 a.m. trying to work on something. No. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, not taking shots at them, but you get the point.
Y'all are the lucky ones. Throw shots.
That's the thing. I mean, y'all are really lucky. Think about it, man. Sure. But it's beautiful, you know? You know, arts in general is beautiful, and I do admire what it is you do. I will keep saying this. I don't care how many times you hear it. So, speaking of admiration, I'm pretty sure you have people who inspire you in both in the fashion industry and maybe in the arts on the creative art industry. So like, you want to like measure a few?
Oh my, I feel like this is a question I should have thought about before, because you know, it's one of those things where you obviously you know the people that you like and that inspire you, but then someone asks you and you're so confused. Do you know what, in fashion right now, I will say Kid Super.
Oh, never heard of him. I probably don't like research.
Trust me. I feel like some of it will probably intrigue you just like on a creative level. And I open with him because what I'm learning about my journey is I haven't seen many examples of people who are balancing fashion and art, right? And actually keeping both sides together as their own like one creative language. Yeah. And he's really doing a very interesting job of that at the moment. So it's very kind of just cool to like learn from him and I guess like watch and learn, I guess. But then other people in the fashion industry, RIP Virgil Abloh.
Oh.
Always, man. Always.
The poor one for the homie.
Right? No, for real. And then I have a lot of other fashion designers who are kind of just like surrounded by me and in my life. I look up to a lot of people who I know them by knowing their process and by like being around them, you know, so that is cool. Where are the answers? Like, it's crazy. I knew that they would just like fly.
Like, it's just everywhere, of course, just everywhere.
Can we come back to this? Can I like give you like four strong names like when we're cluing?
It just go like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, right. But I am constantly like doing research as well. So why am I like thinking much of anyone right now? But then just in terms of just like just some artists, like traditional artists that I find very interesting. Do you know what? More recently, I started looking at a lot of Bruce Onwuebe's work.
Yeah, like he's the GOAT. Is one of the gold.
Like, I think it's interesting what he does, what texture comes from, like, the materials and, like, the way he finishes.
Now, you see what just happened? Me, you mentioned his name. Thunder. Yeah, come on. Listen, that's what you call
a legend. A legend.
Do not cut that from the recording. Do not edit that. Try to put that in if you can.
For real.
But it's beautiful, you know. And I'm paying respect to these people because, come on, we just got to give them flowers.
Yeah, we would be nowhere without them, even just like African artists on the globe.
I'm pretty sure you inspire a couple people. I mean, they're not going to come up yet because, people are shy and they don't want to get turned away by their idols or their icons. So it's quite understandable. I mean, I go places and people be like, oh my God, I inspire by what kind of... Why don't you? And they're like, oh, no, you don't know me. Ah, great. And it's beautiful, you know, the fact that you were inspired by people and you're also inspiring people. That's one of the things that this platform is for, to just inspire people and the arts and letting everybody know that whether you paint or you don't know how to paint or you don't know how to make art, you're still an artist. You're still a creative person. You can think of something. You can do something with your mind. That's how far your mind can push you to, and that's one of the reasons that we have this platform, and I think that's why we encourage people. So this is an ad, yes, take it. So we encourage people to listen, to watch, support. No, recommend us to your friends. Sure, I know we're still in the early stage. Yeah, we're still putting two and two together. But a podcast is a podcast. You hear my voice, you hear my guest voice, and that's just beautiful.
Yeah, and I think you're being fairly humble there. I mean, fair enough, you're starting off, but you're doing really well.
Aww. So I dedicate this award to my fans out there, the followers of the pod. And let's get to other stuff. So when you are not working, what do you do for fun? I mean, I've been in the club with you before.
Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly. You remember that.
That was a great time.
It definitely was.
When I go back to this, I told everybody, I was like,
yo, that party that
club.
The party was in AKT. Yeah. That party was, oh my God. I stopped drinking like 2 years before that, but I had to at that party. I was so turned up. And then the next morning we were coming back to Lagos. I was just in the bus and my eyes already like.
No, it was the effects of a good time.
It was great. What do you do when you're not working?
Okay, this is kind of ridiculous, and I'm not trying to sound like a workaholic, but a lot of the times when I'm not working, I'm like helping my friends like with their work, and like low-key that's still working, but it's fun for me because my career isn't on the line.
I mean
you know, and I get to like try new things, so I do that. In London, I'm part of this collective. It's called AVOE. It stands for A Bit of Everything. Shout out to my brother.
AVOE, A Bit of Everything.
Yeah. Shout out to
what up, what up?
All of our people, love you guys. And whenever, like, usually when I'm not working, we put on like events. What are these things called? Workshop. Shows and stuff. Like, we're really into live music. Well, I'm really into live music as well. And
do you play anything?
Do I play anything?
Do you play an instrument?
No. I sang in secondary school.
Oh, second. Okay. Is this?
No.
You added secondary school. You,
yeah.
You added secondary school.
Let it go. Okay.
I was about to say, oh, you sing.
Mm-mm, we moved on.
All right. Okay, that's cool. Oh, speaking of, before I forget, I'm so sorry I forgot. Before we recorded it yesterday, that's a day before, whenever you see this, hear or watch this episode, it was a birthday a day before today.
Oh,
so
yeah. Oh yes, it was.
Happy birthday once again.
Thank you.
Yeah, from all of us here to you, happy birthday. And you're probably going to tell us about the birthday party later if there was any.
You know, there really wasn't, but there was a birthday something. It was great.
All right, so I want to ask this question up. If you were not in the arts at all, what would you be doing?
Sometimes I think I'd be a midwife.
I will have 1,000 guesses and that would not even be in it.
Because you mean like creative, right? You don't mean like if I wasn't in the fashion and art.
Yeah, like, no, if you were like, not in the creative field.
So like no music, A&R, none of that.
Anyway.
Yeah, if it was none of that, then well, the only reason I think I'd maybe be a midwife is because I'm very intrigued by like the concept of like being an assistant to like bringing life into the world. right? But I also have never seen anyone give birth to a child. So there's a definite chance, like, I'll do an internship and then they will just never see me. Like, right.
after the last day, be like, all right,
it's peace. Like, this was great. Happy for your baby. So sometimes I think, like, maybe I'd be a midwife. I don't know. But then if I didn't do that, something along the lines of maybe just, like, nature.
Yeah,
like more recently anyway, like maybe a florist. I'm started getting very intrigued by, like, plants and, you know, like
we do have some
like all the silent things that are, like, growing and living and having a life, like, around us. I've really started delving deeper into those spaces to just, like, help inform myself and my work. And so I figure, like, now as I'm evolving as a person, maybe if I wasn't in any creative field, I'd do something along those lines.
This also when that's just.
As like I said before, I would have like 1,000 guesses and I would not have guessed that. And it's beautiful. No, it's beautiful. For me, I feel life is beautiful.
Right.
So helping to bring life to the world, there will be something more of an adventure.
Right.
I mean, it's not pretty.
It's not cute.
But it still sounds good. I mean, it still sounds cool. Maybe in an alternate universe.
Right. Right. Oh, no, entirely. Like, I can't. I also can't really do hospitals.
Yeah.
You know.
I can use that.
Do you know what I mean? So it's just like it's an idea. Pretty, no way. It's an idea. Yeah.
So how's the arts community over there in the UK for some people who don't really have an idea?
Like,
how's the art community? Like, you said, you have a group. You have a community. So, like, how is it over there?
It's interesting because being here, right, you kind of get to see the pros and cons
of
like existing in the spaces that you exist and like how that affects everything and everyone. And so I'd say like in the UK, it's interesting because it's quite nuanced. I mean, it's not a new industry, right? And we don't have this thing that we have in Africa where it's like most people haven't actually heard your story before.
Yeah.
Right. And when you're a Black artist outside anywhere really, a lot of people tend to cage you inside of that, right?
Yeah.
So if they've seen work by like one queer Black artist, it's almost like, oh yeah, this one queer Black artist is speaking for all the queer Black artists. You know, it's kind of that idea of just like, what I find is you have to be very intentional about your story.
Yeah.
Right. And that's just because and it works both ways, right? It's not only just that like sometimes it can have a negative impact, but also there's an overwhelming amount of brilliant artists, you know? And yeah, everyone will have their own stage, but most of us kind of want the same things. So the competition is really high, but I think that that kind of pushes you to be the best that you can and be as creative as you can be, right?
Yeah, of course.
But it's also like, as far as like in my experience, there's just this huge sense of community as well that I really appreciate, you know? If you're looking for like a studio or like a space, or you're just trying to make something happen, right? There's loads of people around like the spaces that I like exist in anyway that are always just like happy to help, you know. And it's really like encouraging.
Yeah, that's one of the things we're trying to do with this platform too. And this is still another idea, of course. That's one of the things we're trying to do with this platform. You know, bring the art closer to those who have it in them, but they're just looking for a platform to explore and to be creative and not be restricted or feel left out the whole process, and you know, and get to enjoy art the way art's supposed to be enjoyed. And that's the pretty part of all this. That's why we're doing this. I mean, apart from the fact that we're having so much fun, it's still one thing that we're doing. We're trying to bring art closer to the community, to the culture, trying to be who we are and express ourselves and let people see our message and what we're trying to tell them. And it's great. It's great. So like we've been talking for a while. We've experienced a lot. We've talked about a lot of stuff, and not to waste any more of your time. I mean, I don't really regard this wasting time, but it's fine anyway. So like before you leave, you got any final words to tell us? No, people listening, people encouraged. You got anything to tell them?
Take care of yourself.
Yeah, that part.
Because you need that.
I should take notes for that part.
You're going to get older and it will show up. Take care of yourself and try to be true to your own story, you know, whatever that is, your own truth. Good luck. Pay attention. Learn.
Yeah.
Don't listen to everyone.
Yeah, pretty much. Be selective about what you hear from people.
Be very selective. Listen to some people.
Listen to some people, but not everybody. Be selective, of course.
I mean, just make sure you're connected with your own like inner voice.
Exactly, because that's where the real artist is. What you got inside of you is where the real artist is. So this has been beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have no idea how grateful we all are that you're here. And we were able to do this. I mean, this has been great. The traffic, travel ruin stuff, but come on. We're grateful for everything. We're grateful to the universe for everything. Right. So that's it, folks. It's been great with Elfrida, and you already know what it is. It's the podcast or the Pond Collective. The Artemis from I take that back. Yeah. This would be so much fun. I forgot the intro. And you know what it is? We just want you guys to get inspired by everything we do here. You know, never talk down to yourself. You're an artist. You're a creative. You can create magic with your mind. Listen to that again. You can create magic with your mind. You can probably just write this somewhere. I know. Yes, I'm a scholar. I'm good. I get it. So the fact is, do you take advice, learn, don't give up. I mean, you're the best version of yourself and you keep getting better. So never believe that you cannot do it. That's what this platform is all about. So from us here to you over there, it's been fun. And we hope to see y'all next time. Peace.